thank you for tuning in to The Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Be a branding beast in 2018. ExponetUSA.com. Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands and table throws, and all your large printing needs. Call Display J at 301-378-9363. ExponetUSA.com. Check him out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Three, two, one. All right, The Hub Show, Rant and Rave. Your host, Jay Heisch. I'm back here with Chris Canfield.
Holla.
We got our man here, the man of the voice, Mr. Eddie Peters is in the house.
Well, all right.
All right, there he
all
is.
All right, all right.
You might recognize him if you've been listening to The Hub Show and does the ads for us, the Exponet and LegalZoom and Legal Shield. Ah, I said it again. All right, he's representing Legal Shield here in the Hagerstown in the four-state area, independent rep.
Yeah.
Let's just get it off our chest. LegalZoom, Legal Shield, what's the difference?
Well, actually, just all of the many, many services that we offer beyond. You have one service that is pretty much on the surface when it comes to what you need, what your needs are for many small business owners. A lot of it is done internet-based and so forth. And all of that's fine and good. Believe me, I love that there are services out there now addressing small biz owners' needs. But you got to get a little deeper than that these days. And if you have the choice where you can actually speak with an attorney as opposed to rely on an FAQ section on a computer. If it doesn't break the bank, which one are you going to choose?
A little more personal, too. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so that's where we really draw the line and take it to a whole nother level.
All right. You're an independent rep for Legal Shield. How long have you been doing that?
And last October, 18 years and counting. Yeah, I'm just getting started.
Just getting started.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely.
You just got out of training, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Boot camp? They just came up with a retirement plan.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Every time we keep coming up with new services, they keep building new thieves and opportunities and all these challenges. So, yeah.
Right. You've got 20 years to go.
Yeah. That's the goal, huh?
That's it.
18
that's
more
it.
Years.
That's it. And
then, 22
I'm,
more
yeah,
years?
I'm retiring. I got 20 that's more, it, man. That's it. I'm done.
Get your gold watch.
Nice. That's it.
Get out of there. All right. Fair enough. Well, hey, that's what you do. That's not all you do. And you're kind of like me. You're an outsider on the way in here, this place. How long have you been in the Hagerstown, or where do you live in Hagerstown, correct?
I live in Hagerstown. You know, my wife's from Cumberland. I'm originally from Philly, but we have been in Texas for the last 20-plus years, so we really have a homecoming
roots
of sorts.
Down there, huh?
We just got back here, made the trek basically last June, and finally settled in with our last bit of goods
so half
September.
A year basically
pretty much making that's the it. It's 2,000 miles back and forth.
Oh, I know.
At least a half a dozen. El Paso. Far West Texas.
So let me ask you, while we're sitting in a 9-degree weather here in Hagerstown, what is it today in El Paso? I know you'd be checking.
I keep it on the phone, man, just for memory's sake. It's about 70, you know, something like that.
Nice balmy weather.
The lefty and poncho ever roll into town?
Oh, all the time.
Just shoot the place
all
up.
All the time. Shooting it up, man. Absolutely. You know, war and the boys, all of it. That's right. Absolutely. All right. But it's great. You know, folks, when they knew we were coming out here, they were, man, oh, you're going to have a shock, you know, in the weather and this
but
and that.
But you're from Philly.
I'm from Philly,
you
know.
But I mean, but 20 years out there, I know. You get used
years,
to it.
Listen, yeah. I got to say, you know, my wife has always wanted to see the four seasons. That was her thing, you know.
She got it.
Well, I told her to turn on the Weather Channel. She didn't think that was funny, you know.
Or just take her down the street and wait, rent the hotel room.
today is today
the
high
four seasons. Seasons right. The Double Tree? I don't know.
Exactly. Well,
today
the Hilton's better than four seasons.
It's January the 2nd. Happy New Year, everybody, by the way.
Oh, yes.
January 2nd.
Happy New Year.
January 2nd. How's your wife now? It's 21 degrees was the high today.
Yeah, complaining about how cold it is, but just asking me to put another log on the fire. That's pretty much what's going on. So
cold,
it's all good.
Care,
hey,
Mr. Scrooge.
Mama's happy, I'm happy.
Oh, it's put another coal on the fire.
But she is making some stink about the cold.
Oh, she can't help it. She can't help it. Of course
she
is.
Four seasons.
But
this
at
is
the same
one.
Time, She's just, oh, one minute she's just freezing and she just looks, you know, drinking hot chocolate. Oh, but it's so beautiful out there. She's really happy to be here. So
it's what's cool. What's with women in the cold extremities all the time?
You know,
their hands are always like ice cubes.
Yeah, but they got that one finger where she can point to me to tell me exactly where to go pick the shovel. She even bought me a shovel. She bought me a shovel.
See,
what's
guys,
up with that,
we have the finger, and then women, they have the finger.
Yeah. And it's usually not we're number one.
They've got toes too. The toes rub up against you in the middle of the night. Like, yeah.
Okay.
This is true.
But we haven't been dumped on yet, snow wise. We got a little dusting the other day. That was it.
Just a little bit of powder.
Nothing
that's
to
about it.
It.
Yeah, nothing. But I hear it's coming.
Erie and Buffalo, they got like 5 feet of
getting
snow.
Getting slammed, man. And
by
you
the
know
Niagara
what?
Falls
and
area.
I used to be in Erie. I used to go to college up in Erie, as a matter of fact. And it's no joke up there, for real.
Well, yeah.
No joke, yeah.
It's nuts. Yeah. Cold. And they were playing hockey yesterday. NHL game was right there in Buffalo. It was like 6 degrees. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The Rangers and the Sabres. I was watching that going, you guys are nuts, man. Watching all those people out there at Times Square the other night. It was like,
yeah,
again,
did you see
Steve
Harvey's
degrees.
Face? Huh? Every time the camera went to Steve Harvey's face, yeah. Steve Harvey was like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You can see it in his eyes. He's like, why am I outside?
Face was frozen.
Yeah.
Mariah, while she's trying to sing, man.
Except for, well, I think that was her real face. No, oh, I'm just kidding. No,
did you hear
kidding.
She just got gastric bypass surgery?
Mariah
did.
Oh, man.
For what?
I don't know. She doesn't need it.
You know, when you have that much money, that's how you should know. Okay,
she got
that's
her stomach
too much.
Stapled and
that's enough.
So
you
so
don't
she
even
could
need
lose
it,
like
so
3 pounds.
I miss the old Mariah. The first 8, 9, 10 years of it.
There you
she
go.
Was the girl next door. She didn't have the boob job yet. I mean, she's still a great singer. Don't get me wrong, hands down. But her first bunch of albums, man.
Right.
And then on
last
top
year,
of the world,
was
man.
A Vision of Love, right?
Vision of Love was
that
number
was
one,
it.
Man.
That was it right there.
When she
that
did
was...
Fantasy and all that stuff. That was the Mariah I loved, man.
Yeah.
Right? When ODB was doing Fantasy.
Yeah. No doubt.
There
you go.
All the emotions, you know. Hey, yeah. I'm a DJ. I played all that stuff. And,
right.
You know, when it comes to the 90s and stuff, she ruled, man.
See, you know, and that takes me back to how we kind of met and hooked up and found that segue between us as well, because you were telling me about music,
music,
and I'm a singer. Yeah. And you was the one spinning on the wheels of steel. Like, oh, I got to meet this guy for real, man. And it's been trouble ever since. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I had Eddie over at the house to do the ad vocals
for
the Hub show. So he got to see a little bit of my setup and whatnot. We started playing music and, like, you know, he didn't want to go home.
I was late for appointments. I'm calling people.
You got a whole music room set up at your house?
It's in the basement, but I got my turntables and the system and all that stuff. And I just like a lot of different music. But, you know, when you click on certain types of music, that's all you want to listen
that's
to.
It.
That's
right.
All we did, man.
I'm apologizing to people on the way as I leave his house because I'm late as hell, you know. So
you didn't want to leave, man.
You ever try to like, mash things up, like mix different
I love
different
all that. That's what I love.
That's
like,
what
like
I'm
DJ
doing.
AM
type
stuff.
That.
I love blending all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like finding that stuff, yeah. But hey, this ain't about me. It's about you, Eddie. But you are the music man. I did. I also got to see Eddie go do karaoke one night out here in Hagerstown. You found that spot.
Oh yeah.
Denzel
right,
or
right,
Mike.
Right. In fact, when I end up having to leave out of here also as well, you got to know now there's some places right here on Potomac.
Well, I know. We should be advertising for them, right?
Well,
listen.
Know about
this,
at American Ale.
American
Ale.
Ale. American
Ale.
That's
Ale to
spot.
Do karaoke.
Hey, I built a bar
absolutely.
In there.
See?
Get
I
out.
The bar and,
seriously.
And the bar
Chris
back.
Is all over the
that's
place.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep. See, so I know. See, there's a connection here. That's one thing about this town. I have seen connections like you wouldn't believe
right.
that someone knows someone or now someone
yeah.
you're telling
with the place
me from associate of.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm liking about this podcast is it's you know, you're meeting other business professionals
absolutely.
All over the place, and everybody's constantly making connections.
Absolutely.
Right?
But in a fun way, though.
Yeah.
But in a real fun way, though. Yeah.
Trying
absolutely.
To have fun here on the Hub Show and Hub City and make Hagerstown a, you know.
Next week, we're having a girl from the city council come in.
Yeah. Shelly McIntyre.
There you go.
She's just appointed. She'll be here next week.
Nice.
Yeah, welcome to have her on, man.
Yeah.
You know,
outstanding.
And speak her piece.
Maybe
well,
find
I mean,
out
you know,
what's going to happen.
You know,
in
we had
the
Libertarians on 2 weeks ago. Let them speak their piece. You know,
I remember you told me
that was interesting.
Was happen.
It was
yeah.
very interesting.
Well, I mean, it is the center of the universe, so
yes,
you know
it
what
is.
That's all
town,
good,
Hub
man.
City, man.
That's it.
That's right. Top of the world.
That's why
baby.
It's called the Hub.
Yeah, yeah the Hub
right
no
in
doubt.
The middle.
It's right here.
And here we are.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some of the trash gets filtered into the middle as well.
Got to take the good with the bad. Though, right? If we didn't have that, wouldn't be no challenges, right?
Right.
Somebody got to clean it up, right?
Yeah.
So we either connecting or we're cleaning. Either way, one way or another.
Yeah. So El Paso, Texas, that's the western end of Texas.
As far west as you can get.
That's the cactus, that's the desert, that's the...
Let me tell you about El Paso. El Paso is the only major city in Texas in the mountain time zone.
Really?
As a little trivia for you
there.
It's in the... I call it the forgotten time zone, is mountain.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's
absolutely.
Central or Pacific.
Or East. You never hear TV coming on talking about in such and such mountain time. It's mountain like time. You just don't
Mount
hear
Colorado
that.
Colorado and the rest, yeah.
It's the mountain time.
You get lost in the shuffle.
Absolutely. It's a good town, though. Real good town. And is bigger than a lot of people think.
I know. I believe it. El Paso, yeah,
a million people, you know, is, yeah, it's, and growing.
It's growing, right? Like,
and growing.
Like a lot of Texas is growing.
Like crazy.
Out in the West, Texas, Texas.
In love with a Mexican girl.
Oh, is there a lot of Mexican girls in El Paso?
Just a few. Just a few. Yeah. Beautiful folks, man. Beautiful people.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And you talk about this connecting that we were just mentioning with all the business professionals. That's where I really got connected and found out the importance of business professionals getting in the same room together, man, because – you know, when it comes to small business, it truly is big business. You know, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Just meeting you, Chris, you're an independent business owner yourself, last 10 years. How important has it been for you to continue to move and groove like you have? You got to meet the right people, right? And get your bids in and all those kind of things. But you've had to
filtering
know.
Filtering out the good and the bad. And
There you go.
It's a big learning experience.
There you go. So, El Paso jump-started us along those lines. My wife and I, we're business partners, as a matter of fact. And so when I say me, it's that we've both been doing this together for 18 years from home and loving it and now bringing it over this way and looking forward to building relationships here too, Jay.
Well, you come here. You come to Hagerstown from El Paso. Obviously, you're not the – El Paso is a much bigger place than Hagerstown.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only, like, Legal Shield rep in the area.
Correct.
So you come to Hagerstown, smaller place. You're still not the only Legal Shield rep around here, right?
No, correct. I have already met a few business partners because that's really who they are.
Right.
We get to work with each other, and I haven't found anyone who does it all by themselves yet. Right.
So
it's always a team.
A mechanics lean. I can call up and talk to an actual person?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about it. When we talk about the separation of between us and everybody else, now you actually have someone who calls you back in a timely manner and says, how can I help you rather than how can I bill you? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Legal Shield.
Yeah, that's it. And then you got the other side, too.
You have your own business going, and you're out there. Like, you're out there, Chris. I mean, you're not just doing something from an office. You're out there.
Yeah.
You're wielding tools. And
you just told us about your latest project, which is even groundbreaking. They're literally breaking ground right now.
In Hood College, right?
Yeah, at Hood College in Frederick.
Yeah, no doubt.
Look at Chris.
Putting a community center in.
Hey.
So, yeah, I always got my hands full, and I never have time to – do all the legal jargon, the mumbo jumbo, and I don't understand it. Anyways.
And if you did, you wouldn't understand it. That's exactly right. That's just not what we do.
It's
a
different language.
We find out all of us. I mean, everybody here, Jay, business owner. How long?
Me?
Yeah,
doing my own thing for 5 years now.
That's what I'm saying. So we know we all started doing what we are doing in business because we were good at something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the extent of it, right? We wear a lot of different hats, but we realize we were good at something, but we need help. The bottom line is we absolutely have to have help. And, you know, I kind of liken it to a football team. One of our business partners is Fran Tarkenton. Now, some of y'all listening to this, I'm going old school on you with the Minnesota Vikings. But Fran, you know, he always used to tell us about a team of surrounding yourself. He said he couldn't throw and catch his own pass. Right. He also couldn't watch out for his blind side. That's why he was running like crazy and scrambling like he used to do. So it's all about the team effort. You've got to have somebody blocking for you. You've got to have somebody who is good at what you're not good at.
Yeah.
on your team. That's really what it comes down to. So, again, going back to keeping all the business professionals, get them all together in the same room. Man, nothing but good can come from that. I don't care where you came from and where you landed and where you're going. It's going to be the same thing everywhere you go.
Keep the machine running.
Absolutely.
Right.
Was Speedy Gonzalez from El Paso?
You know what? Now that I don't know, but that's my guy right there,
Speedy
man.
Gonzalez,
I mean,
right? No, I was always what was the other guy? Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Oh, Slowpoke.
I like Slowpoke Rodriguez. Yeah, he's big.
See, that's old school Looney Tunes. Where are you going, gotta bring those back, man.
Oh yeah,
gotta
I love Looney Tunes. Old
Looney, you can't even find them anywhere. They're not on Hulu or Netflix.
I know.
No, you either watch a Boomerang. It's another channel you gotta get. Yeah, all the old school stuff.
Is that where it's at?
It's called Boomerang. Okay. It's a subsidiary of Cartoon Network. They play all the old stuff. Yeah,
on there. See Hanna Barbera,
Jetsons, and all that stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, but Looney Tunes, man, I can never get enough of that stuff, man.
Right.
Daffy
Duck.
I was talking about it on New Year's. If I don't have any tattoos, but if I ever got one, it would probably be the Great Gazoo.
You know what? I've always wondered when these writers or whomever they are, like, to, you know, Mel Blanc died not all that long ago.
No.
Yeah.
Right? Genius. And so I'm just thinking these geniuses, when they come up with this stuff, whether they're writing it down, it's in the studio, whatever, I just wonder, for something that transcends generations, right? Do they know they have that kind of a masterpiece at the time that they put it down, right? I mean,
well, you wonder that about everything.
Do you just, because they can't, dude, some guys, you can't just be throwing stuff up
like
and hoping it sticks on the wall.
These guys, I'm all about how things are created, where they came from. Even if I'm not into it, like, I'm not a big Star Wars nut. But I do appreciate that George Lucas made this thing out of nothing. And this was like the early 70s. I say the same thing about Jim Henson, the Muppet guy.
Absolutely.
These guys were smoking something. Right. I mean, it's that time frame. It's the era. Yeah. Jim Henson was a hippie.
No doubt.
But George Lucas, I mean, who comes up with a cantina scene like that? Right. Nobody was coming up with stuff like that.
And some of the stuff is like starting to become reality. Like,
well, yeah,
on
true.
A scale.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Scale,
but it went to the people from now. It's a cult thing.
It's a
right?
religion.
When you reach,
Star Wars is a religion.
Absolutely.
Man.
When you reach that level, I mean, that's why I wonder, there's no way these guys didn't have an idea. Like, some people were put here to do what they do.
Right.
Right? I mean, specifically, it wasn't
but
no
I'm just saying,
accident
something
or anything.
Like that. Look, even when it comes to children's entertainment on TV and whatnot, nothing is like what Jim Henson and Frank Oz were doing with the Muppets.
Right.
They're never going to touch that again.
Did you watch the chemistry with Ernie and Bert?
I saw all that stuff.
The Dark Crystal was creepy for a kid's.
But then Jim Henson wanted to do puppeteering and take it a different direction than just the kid stuff. But, I mean, no one's done puppets like that since.
No.
Yeah. And then when it comes to Star Wars, they'll never make any.
Well, everybody else,
now.
When you talk about the puppets, you talk to him and, you know, he's their hero. Right?
Well, yeah,
so
he's
that's
the man.
That's
he's
who
the
inspired
stick.
Them to do
yeah,
what they're doing.
Yeah, he's the measuring stick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't have nothing like that anymore, man.
No. It seems like everything is now just kind of being copied upon when you're trying
but
to find...
Nobody's coming out with a new idea.
Even when they try to rehash stuff. Like, I have an 11-year-old son, so when he was 5 or 6, and they put these new Muppet movies out, I gave it a shot. I said, all right, he's the perfect age to go watch the Muppets in the theater. And we did. And I grew up on the real Muppets. Frank Oz, Jim Henson.
The real Muppets,
and,
that's
well,
right.
the real Muppets,
that's
like
right.
the OG Muppets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I grew up on, you know, Fozzie and Kermit.
Oscar and the Boys,
yeah.
right?
Ernie and Bert, right? But, I mean, I was watching these new Muppet movies. I'm trying to sit down and embrace it. I'm just telling you, the chemistry was not there that you had between, you know, it was Laurel and Hardy. It was Jim Henson and Frank Oz. And, like, Christmas Day, you know, I got my older son. He's 19. My youngest son's 11. We went and saw the new Star Wars that everyone's crapping on. And I'm telling you, man, as an adult who saw the original Star Wars as a kid in the theater, I've been seeing all of them now in the theater. First of all, I'm 44 years old. It is not never going to do for me what it did for me when I was 6, 7, or 8.
Right.
And all these guys my age are crapping all over the new stuff. I was like, what did you want?
Yeah.
Do you really expect to walk out of the theater feeling like you did when you were 7 or 8 years old?
Right.
Run out and buy a lunchbox, although some of these guys still do that stuff. But I'm like, you know, I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
And by the way, let the little kids enjoy whatever they're putting out now.
And by the way, you still wish you had that lunchbox right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars one,
right? We couldn't have known. We just beat it to hell. Who cared, right?
My mom put all my Star Wars figures in a yard sale in the 80s. You know when Star Wars got quiet? Remember in the mid 80s? You just didn't hear about it no more, right?
Got rid of it.
All my stuff went out into a yard sale. I go flipping through this catalog maybe 6-7 years later, and all of a sudden I see what Luke Skywalker
your
is
stuff.
Worth.
Your stuff, right? You see your stuff.
10 cents for Hammerhead? You know how much he's worth? Of course, they're all out of packages, but you know. Right?
Yeah, I just watched a show on toys.
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
That was so good. Thing. All of them. They did Star Wars, Barbie, G.I. Joe, and He-Man.
Yeah.
The G.I. Joe is... It's phenomenal. Yeah. The Barbie is phenomenal. I never really knew where Barbie
really
came
He-Man
from.
As
but,
a kid. I had all the He-Man stuff.
But yeah,
as a kid.
Right? You don't realize where this stuff comes from, man. But
yeah.
It's just where these thoughts come from. Yeah. It's like I said, some people were born to do what they've done. I just can't figure that to be an accident, and we'll just see. Let's just come up with this. These minds, if you could look in there, that'd be something else I would wonder too. If you could just open up and see what kind of stuff these guys are thinking about. And it goes across the board, too. If you're into horror movies, any of the arts, you know, what these guys are doing.
If you have an appreciation for it,
regardless,
you
try to figure what mind
came
up with something looking like Alien. I mean, all of these different things.
That's what the George Lucas thing.
And by the way, how do you even sleep if as an individual, if that's what's in your head, man? I'm like, wow.
Well, it's crazy in the whole world of cinema and movies and all these visuals. I mean, cinema is really, as we know it, only 100 years old.
Yeah.
Well, it's 100 years old. It's really only 100 years ago people actually started going to movies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, Mary Pickford and Charlie Chaplin, they weren't even, they were just getting started.
No sound, that's exactly right.
Could you imagine going to a movie theater and watching it with no sound?
And back then, they didn't know. They didn't have nothing
to compare it to.
And so guess what? Back then, just like anything else now, when we can go backwards a little bit, that was high tech, man.
Well, let me tell you something, as a movie buff, hey man, Chris, if you ain't seen it, I'll tell you right now, for a silent movie, Lon Chaney's Phantom of the Opera still works, man.
Yeah.
When she pulls a mask off
that
of him,
mask comes
that
off
thing
and
still works. I can see why the audience jumped, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know it's silent, you got to read, but when it comes down to it, that guy was a man of a thousand faces. He was a makeup artist back in the day. And he tore it up with that face, man.
Now, you know what? Now, speaking of, the guy, what was his name? Harryhausen?
Yeah, I saw that documentary,
my goodness. The one that did all of, you know.
He did the claymation. He did King Kong. He's the guy that started the
dinosaurs.
He started all that.
The oldest of the dinosaurs where they had to, do the clay and then move it just
a
little bit.
And then
painstaking work. To go through
one little scene. Like the Rudolph movies.
Exactly.
Right.
He's the godfather of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Harry,
or Gumby.
Gumby comes
from all that.
Yeah.
I think King Kong was the first one that did it.
And the one that I love the most, was Jason and the Argonauts, man.
Yeah,
with that animation. If I'm flipping channels on TCM
and I come across that,
something's going to have to wait, man, because I'm going to watch. I got to watch that, man. Absolutely. No doubt.
Even today I love watching Robot Chicken.
Yeah. That's just different to watch, right?
With
the
mouth.
It does
all the He-Man.
Yeah.
It's just playing with toys with no hands. They just
remove the
hands.
But see, it's funny, right? Because we come to a spot where, like, again, I have a 19-year-old son who's in, you know, he's into all the superhero stuff and whatnot. You know, coming up in the last 10, 15 years, Marvel and DC Comics, they've been putting all these movies, but and the CGI, you know, it's to this point, it's passe.
Yeah.
I'm not blown away by anything anymore.
Right.
We're so desensitized to it.
That last Transformer movie came out, and it was like, listen, I'm tired of
blip.
Seeing stuff blow
right.
up.
Right.
I'm tired of Star Wars, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what, episode 8?
The fascination's over with.
They just keep coming up with ways to keep it going.
Go back to like the old, like the John Waters films, like, you know, we need something where it's just like
John Waters.
John Hughes. Am I thinking
John Hughes?
No, which one's the like 16 candles?
Yeah, John Hughes.
John
Waters.
Hughes.
We need to go back and start making movies like that again.
Well, that'll never happen.
But you
like
know,
Ferris Bueller's Day.
Never happened. The last time they made a movie like that was like American Pie. They don't make movies like that for teens anymore or nothing like that.
Yeah,
Breakfast Club.
The whole movie would be about nothing but kids with their heads down. Looking at the phone, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, one kind of a weird twist on all this, because, yeah, the movies, we were talking about the arts and all and everything coming out. You know what was really cool? Because you mentioned about me doing, like, some of the voice work, right?
Yep.
You know what I loved? It was, yeah, the movie I wanted to go see anyway. But I always wanted to know, who was that guy doing the promo?
Mm-hmm.
Right, as a little kid, it was like this guy. He just let that voice doing the trailers. Yeah. It was like, who is that voice that right. would? And as I got a little older, I started realizing that these are guys that would do this, and they could make a living doing that for years. And you never knew who they were. Yeah. I mean, they could just be.
I feel bad for not knowing the guy's name.
The guy who announces movies.
Yeah,
there's a guy that I feel bad, I don't know his name.
I just came from L.A., and a guy died in the last 5 or 6 years who had been doing that for like 3 or 4 decades. You just know his voice, heard him. He passed away. But you would never know his name. He wasn't a household name, but he was that voice all the time.
And that's the part that really got me going and saying, man, I want to be able to do – you know, voiceover. I didn't even know a name for it. I didn't know what it was called. I just, the voice.
Yeah.
How do you get to do that? Because I'm like, it can't be just one guy. So how do you even get into that?
Yeah, it's hard.
And so literally after all of these years, I'm realizing that there's still a place for it. So thanks, brother.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate and just being able to, because we got to do it for you also as well, man. Yeah, we got to get you squared away. Got to do it, man. Be a privilege.
Yeah, if you want to put your ad or your commercial on the Hub Show, by all means, give us a buzz.
Yeah.
Email us, producer@thehubshow.com. Hit us up on Facebook.
I need somebody to make me a website.
There's plenty of you guys out there.
I'm just going to say that takes us back to our earlier conversation, but we'll talk.
Oh,
we'll definitely talk. It's actually about
networking.
Legal Shield.
Yeah, okay.
All of that. CRM, all of that kind of stuff.
We've gone from that to Harryhausen.
Just now, that's you talking about going around full circle. Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Yeah.
Hagerstown.
That wasn't full circle. That was a figure eight. I don't know what that was, man. We just went all over.
Next time, two hubs. Next time you want to come and do the voices, we're going to turn the echo on and have you do a monster truck rally style commercial.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Hub show.
Monday.
And keep moving around. Got to move it around. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No doubt, man.
Yeah.
So Hub Show has been on now for, because I'm trying to keep up and I'm trying to get plugged in, man, because I'm just going to fess up right now in front of everybody. I was not a podcast guy. You know this. I had to ask you. I said, okay.
What's a podcast?
Seriously, it's on my phone. I like the toys. I don't mean I know how to use them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Podcast. You know? That's right.
I can do this. He's, yeah, man, it's right there on your phone. I could see him rolling his eyes on me and stuff.
I kept trying to get my cousin to listen to this show, and I kept like, all right, I kept sending her links, and she would click on the link, go, well, I don't have that app. And I'd click on the link, I don't have that app.
There you do.
All right, come on now. You got to figure this out.
Right.
I barely know how to work this phone. Yeah, all right. Well, you need to step into 2017 at the time. Now it's 2018.
There you go.
We're 2 days into it.
We put a man on the moon to figure out how to get a podcast on your phone. And so, speaking of, it's 2018 and happy new year to everybody and a blessed and prosperous one. So what are you guys going to, I mean, what are you going to, how are you going to shake up the world this year, man? What you guys doing? All right, there you go.
I want to step up the presence with the Hub Show. I want to step up, you know, my own business, Exponet USA, for the backdrops and the banner stands.
What's the name of that business again?
ExponetUSA.com.
All right. It sounds familiar.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you say it.
All righty then. Display J in the house, y'all.
And I'm finally out of the red. I'm hoping to stay in the green.
No doubt.
Always a struggle, man, isn't it?
It's always a struggle.
I hate the money part.
Right.
I mean, I love it, but I hate it.
I vowed to go into 2018 ahead, so I celebrated at the Charlestown racetrack.
Yeah,
I went and played a slot machine. The second spin, it hit for $93. I cashed out and then waited until after midnight.
And then what?
And then I went and just drank.
Yeah, pretty much. Drinks. Yeah, there you go.
Blue drinks, but
still. You held out.
But I did held out.
You had some discipline there.
Yes, right? I had money. I made a profit.
What time was it, though, when you hit that little $93 jackpot? Yeah. What time was it?
I don't know. It was before midnight. I know that.
You had to wait a while. You hit the bar? Yeah.
Good news on that was that you cashed out. That was a good thing right there. Or we have a different story altogether.
Oh, hey, I cheated a little bit too. I probably got like 10 free drinks out of the deal.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
They give you two free drink tickets. That was their little celebration thing, right? Well, 2 weeks ago, I played in a charity pool tournament, and they had a raffle down there.
You had tickets.
I bought a bunch of raffle tickets, and they were in my pocket. And the raffle tickets were the same tickets as the drink tickets that they were giving us at the bar. So I had like 12 drink tickets in my pocket. I was like, this is perfect. This is great. This is a great way to roll into 2018. I'm just stealing alcohol from Charlestown.
That's good. That's a good way to work it right there, man. That's just working
with
the system.
With 93 bucks
in his pocket.
Chris knows what's up.
Yeah.
So that way you didn't just make a donation to the state. That's good. Right.
And I lost the raffle, but I won technically.
Nice.
You know, I lost the raffle at the pool tournament, but it paid off. Just carrying trash in my pocket. So, I probably should have thrown the tickets away.
That's good use. That's good use, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to I know it sounds corny, but as a part of 2018, I got to try to figure out how to help make somebody else's phone ring more.
That's your goal?
That's one of my goals. I truly want to network in a way that's going to help someone else's phone ring forward. In other words, helping other people reach in their goals, paying it forward, no doubt. Mm-hmm. It comes back around, man. Right. I truly believe that. Yeah, absolutely. So I got to figure out, I just want to dig my heels in and do that. I know it'll come back. And then just working hard, learning from mistakes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, staying in the green.
Yep.
If at all possible, most definitely.
If at all possible.
If at all possible. I mean, it's tough because you know it's the ebb and flow. You know, we're small biz, we're micro biz even, right? I mean, as solopreneurs.
It takes a long time.
Solo, baby.
How beneficial it is to be on a cash basis, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go into debt and slip in deep.
Oh yeah,
really fast.
Yeah, and it's smooth.
And then you have to dig your way out.
Yeah, it's a smooth dip too.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just learn if you can learn to stay on cash as much as possible. You live a much happier life.
So when speaking of, so these are some of the challenges from a small business perspective. So what do you have on a day to day basis? Just opening the doors of your business. What are some of the challenges you see?
Oh man, it used to be credit. I used to think that I needed credit to get by, but you know, I'm starting to learn how to manage my money a whole lot better. So I'm starting to get by without credit, and I've even wondered if credit is even going to be. Do you think it's ever going to go extinct? Credit with the score that we're using, because you got so many people hacking in and stealing your shit all the time now. It's like an illegitimate number. It doesn't mean anything anymore because your credit score is getting screwed up from people stealing your identity and stuff.
That's true, but it still continues to drive so many dollars. That's why it won't go. If it does go away, it won't be overnight. It just seems like there's got to be a better system out there.
Yeah, there has to be like a new system that just starts. Yeah. Like a little light that starts, flicks on. And then it'll just grow and credit score will be gone eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. To me, it's kind of like what you were saying, just in a different way. It's just the discipline. You know, I work from home.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of distractions, man, when you work from home. A lot of advantages, but also a lot of distractions, you know.
And there's a lot of ways you can cut your – there's a lot of ways that you can cut your costs without affecting your lifestyle.
This is true.
You know, like just this like true. Switching from, you know, being on cable and switching over to just like your Hulu and Netflix and your a la carte stuff, you know. I mean, you're dropping your bills, or you can get like an Ooma box and I got free phone and fax in my office because it all runs through the internet.
Right, you know? Right. You know, I know some folks, though, even from back in El Paso, though, that don't even watch TV. They just refuse. It's so high anymore, right? Pretty much anywhere. It's really ridiculous what we pay. Even, you can bundle it all you want, but it's still ridiculously high, you know, for internet and all this stuff, even though that's the way it's packaged. But they just stopped watching TV. It's just right there on the laptop. That's what they're looking at all the time anyway. So they carry. He's a man, well, I'm not paying. I just refuse to do that. And it's breaking habits because I just keep telling myself, man, how could I not – you know, have my 50-inch sitting there or whatever,
like,
you know.
I was one of the first cord cutters that when I realized it was, I was like probably 8 years ago, I got rid of DirecTV when I realized I was paying like $180 a month and the only
watching two channels.
The only channel I was watching was HBO and Showtime. Right. That's it.
And now you can do that. Now you can stream it.
So then I got rid of it. Yeah, now that I got them streaming a la carte, so I can, now I'm just paying like the $14.99 a month and watching them that way. But yeah.
I don't even find myself watching TV that much anymore, man.
Yeah. It's just about four or five channels that I...
The only thing I miss about it
is kind of in the middle. Everything else is just gone.
The only thing I miss about it is the background noise. Like, you could just leave it play. And
while you're doing something. Yeah. I'm the same way.
You don't have the background noise
anymore. I cannot. I don't know about you. I know a lot of other guys, men, go through this too. I cannot have a room pitch silent.
No way.
No, I can't do it. That in and of itself is noise.
Yeah,
I have white noise. They call it white noise. I have to have something going on.
And my wife can't stand it. And if I know I'm disturbing her, and if I at 2 in the morning, and I know what's on, and I want to see some my Law and Order or whatever, man, I have to get up and go, you know, to another room or whatever and all that, so I can hear. No way in the world I'm sitting up at 2 in the morning watching the program. I've seen them all, but it's the background.
Right.
It's just that.
Sometimes you just got to take a fan and point it at the wall if it's not pointed at you.
Something, man.
Just to make a little buzz.
Something to make a little bit, but like quiet can be noise.
Yeah.
It's distracting. Because then you start hearing other things that you aren't hearing normally, and you're like, "What was that?"
I can't stand silence. I play on pool league, and it gets really boring sometimes on Sundays. Like all you can hear is just like pool balls cracking, and nobody's talking or anything. And I'll just be in the bar. I'll just yell out, just be like, "Really fucking quiet in here." You gotta turn the jukebox up or something. I don't know how you people are doing it.
Like somebody have a conversation, something.
Nobody's
saying
anything. Exactly. They're laughing or nothing. Come on.
That's where the karaoke comes in, see?
Right.
That's when you got to have Display J turn that hat, thing you know, he's on the wheels of steel, and he's taking them home, man. That's it.
That's it.
You take that flat bill, just turn it sideways.
No, don't
right?
do that, man.
You
need
the
bill?
Yeah.
No, not even that, dude.
I don't get it. I don't get that.
I like my hats forward. I don't get backward hat, especially when white guys do it. I call them Spankies. I think it's corny.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's just me, you know. But hey, see, this is what podcasting is about. We have really no agenda, man.
Hey, it's all good, man. Just sitting down, chillaxing.
We can do it again.
Yeah, you got to do it again.
Next time we'll have an agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
We
well,
talk
no,
all
that
day long about the news.
That
but,
might
I
mess
mean,
it up if you have an agenda.
Anyway,
right? It would mess it up having an agenda.
It would. Yeah. So, you know, we'll
except
have,
for when we're doing that monster truck rally.
Yeah.
Now, that will be, that'll be a part of a plan.
Yeah. you know, we do the.
Or a strip club DJ.
Yeah. Gotta have that.
I'll probably miss that one.
But you'll tune in, you know you will. All right, then. Be part of that. So, Eddie, you're from Philly originally.
I'm originally from Philly.
West Philadelphia, born and raised? Not really.
Actually, I wish I could say that, but no, it's all good. More so North area, Philly and Mount Airy, Germantown, G-Town, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's all good. Philly's in my blood, you know it. And so people will still ask. I guess they don't understand. So, question form. So you Eagles fan, right? I'm like, come on, man, that's the law. Of course.
Are you an Eagles fan?
Of course.
That's because you're born and raised?
Oh, God, man, you're from Philly, man.
Stuck
listen,
to you?
if you're not an Eagles fan and you're from Philadelphia, you know, you say that very carefully. Typically, you're not in Philly anymore. Mm-hmm. You go somewhere else, that kind of thing, or whatever. You make sure you're surrounded. Yeah, if you're in Philly, you're pretty much.
So, are you a Sixers fan too?
Philly, Sixers, Flyers.
Flyers.
No doubt. Got the gear for all of them. That's right.
All right.
What was the road that Will Smith cruised on?
The what?
In Summertime, in the song Summertime, Will Smith was saying he was going up and down some road. They were cruising the road in Philly.
I can't remember. You got to play it.
Strip?
I know you're talking about. You know, though,
you're talking about Fairmount Park.
Maybe
is the park for sure that he was in, and yeah.
So you're from the? What do you say? You're from the northern part of Philly?
Yeah, north side. Not actually North Philly, but northern Philly.
Northern side,
G Town, Mount Airy. Yeah, right. Not far from Broad Street at all to be able to go all the way up and down from the far north end to the far south.
Are you from Rocky's neighborhood? Anywhere near there?
No. It's the South Philly. Yeah. But I definitely used to hang there all the time. Used to work.
You knew the area he was walking around.
Oh, no doubt, man. I used to have a route. Used to work for Terminix, and we used to do businesses down South Street. Nice people you ever want to meet, and it was this one lady, this Italian lady. She would never let me and my partner leave without fixing us a Stromboli.
Yeah,
oh, can't beat that. Goodness, man! Yeah, anytime we had her, we literally every month we looked forward to that route to go there.
Is that
we
down? Is that down in the, what they call the market?
Yeah,
like the Italian market down there.
Yeah Italian.
Fritz Park. Isn't that there somewhere? I don't know,
dude. Don't know.
It's that's it. There. South Philly straight. Yeah,
there you go, right?
Yeah, for real. It's man. We looked forward to that, and just the way everybody was, because you got to remember, and the houses are, it's all the same, the row houses, but you sit on the stoop.
Yeah,
and it's like right.
Even driving through here, like, driving through Hagerstown and Frederick, when I first moved here, I was like, damn. This is where Rocky ran.
Yeah.
Where the houses are all set up.
Absolutely.
You know?
And believe
the stairs
me.
Stairs come out to the side.
That's the kind of neighborhoods where, and everybody's got them. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter any city USA,
right.
But that's neighborhood watch right there. Right. So you can mess around if you want, but you better be from the neighborhood if you are up to no good. That's
right.
Number one. But especially coming in from somewhere else and you want to try to mess around.
Right.
Man, I don't night, day, doesn't matter what time of year, you're gonna be found out real quick. That's neighborhood watch for real. And that's you know, where you still can be embraced and what have you, but hey man, don't start none, won't be none. You know?
That's
yeah, it's all good. Definitely.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
A couple times I've been there, it's been painful to drive through because the roads are like so narrow. The turns are like the blocks are like so close together.
Yeah,
it's an old city, man. Yeah,
and especially a lot of the one-way streets. You know, that's what got me when I had to start driving that route down there.
Working on Walnut, I believe. I think it was a Tiffany's on Walnut Street, which is like right off like the main drag. There, looking at the cathedral, and there's like all these drunk people walking up and down the street, trying to drive in and out of there. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I got a parking ticket there last year, and I just paid it. Like, just paid the parking ticket recently, like the last week.
Yeah, before the warrant, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the $30 parking ticket became $120 before I actually paid it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do that before they can find you, because you find yourself back in these cities and you forget about that stuff, and they haven't forgotten about you. You know, it's amazing how that works, man.
Right.
You know, I had left there for so many years, and the next thing you know, they were telling me from Harrisburg I had a ticket, and it was on microfiche. Now, do you know, when's the last time you heard that term? It
about
was 20
years ago
on
in the library.
Yeah.
That's
library. Where it was.
That's
exactly right. It's exactly
they still have those? They still have that at the library?
But that's they do still have those. Yeah. Absolutely.
They're in the
but
back
microfiche
somewhere.
And that's, I actually had this from El Paso to Philadelphia, and they said I had tickets from back then when it was time for my license to renew. And that's back to a legal shield, so I had to actually have an attorney in Philadelphia, get all of that administratively dismissed through court.
Hey, there's another benefit of Legal Shield, huh?
Oh, yeah.
If you get a ticket
no doubt.
Out of town, if I'm working in Ohio and I get a ticket.
Nationwide service.
They can deal with the ticket over there.
Nationwide service. Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Ain't that something nationwide?
I've just been paying fines the whole time.
Can't have that.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned talking about identities being stolen when you talk about going back to the credit side of the house and all of this. You know, we just had, what was it, Equifax.
Equifax.
Just had that major, major breach. You know, I mean, the numbers are so ridiculous. 144 million people being affected, like a third of the population. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's really out of control in that sense, right? And so having said that, when you think about your most personal asset today is what? It's your good name.
Yeah.
It goes right back to what you were just talking about. And so part two, the rest of the story, if you've already got the best on the legal side, you might as well have the best on the restoration and early detection warning system, we got that whole package going. So I just thought I'd bring that up because you had brought that up about identity theft. Yeah.
ID theft.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world we're living in.
No, man, it's a big deal, man. You got to have your good name now. And, you know, that's one thing. You're guilty till proven innocent. Think about it.
That's a horrible feeling.
Man.
Nowadays, it's stupid. Yeah. Even the stuff in the news about the sexual harassment and this and that. I mean, we talked about it. We've been on beat a dead. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I mean, we talked about it. But it's like, wait a second. Don't these guys get their day in court? Anything?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
for instance, not to go politics here, but Al Franken, I feel like he just caved too easily, man. Like, that's just me. Huh?
He should have been like, I didn't do anything.
All right, he just should have stood his ground. Well, I think he's doing it for the party, man.
See, the thing is, when you start apologizing, when you start doing that, and again, you know, none of us were there, obviously, right? But when you start apologizing only for, well, I may have done this or this, but no, definitely not that, you're done,
right?
From a credibility standpoint, because no one hears that rest of what you were saying. If you were inappropriate in any given manner, nobody hears that.
Mm.
So bottom line is, what are you supposed to do from that point forward? I mean, seriously, what else can you do? He had to cave, like you said, in that sense. And from the political side, too.
I think he had to. I didn't put much of a fight, is all I'm saying. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the guy in the first place, but I'm just like, hey, dude. You know, I mean, look at, whether you agree with him or not, Roy Moore down in Alabama, he's putting up a fight. He stood his ground.
He still stood
his
ground.
It does make you wonder, all right? People are really quick to judge. Hey, maybe the guy is innocent of all this stuff. Because, I mean, ever since he lost the election last week or the week before, all that stuff about him was just, and the people that were accusing him, they've gone away.
Oh, of course. Gone. Because
it was just a big hit job.
It was sensationalized. Yeah. It had its purpose.
Right.
You know, remember,
this is the world right now, man.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're
right. It's not even he said, she said. It's just she said.
Yeah.
You know, because she said so.
And I've always wondered about that, too, in the sense of, think about what Moore was accused of.
Right.
All right. Now, I'm thinking, okay, that's as serious as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. How could that have just gone away?
40 years? For 40 years?
From the front pages.
Never.
How could that have just gone away? It's children. This was, right? I mean, this is what he was accused of.
Teenagers, right.
This is children.
Yeah, I know.
That it doesn't get any worse than that.
But 40, it doesn't come up for 40 years?
What's the last thing you heard?
Sitting in office for how long? I mean, and now it comes up. It's just... total hit job, man. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I again, I don't know and what have you, and it sure is damning to even hear that. But all of a sudden, it's like you knew the floodgates had opened. As soon as there was one accusation, then there was another, then there was another. Yeah. Then it went across from one person. At first,
the
it was
man
building
on
up.
The right now is Harvey Weinstein. Because
no doubt. Nobody's talking about him anymore, right?
Off of
it went to multiple people with one.
Yeah, and the last time they even talked about Harvey Weinstein, like New York said they had enough to indict him. Hasn't happened.
No.
Hasn't had him.
When you are
you
in
got
a position.
That model on tape.
When you're in a position that, you know, I call it, you know,
ka-ching, ka-ching.
The spin doctors.
Yeah.
Right? When you're in a position where you can have the spin doctors. To do their magic too. That's something else you got to
do. No one's
really
done spin for him. It's just the spotlight moved from him to somebody else.
As soon as someone else,
you know what I mean?
Like, oh, he trumps what I did.
Oh, yeah.
So the story in the spotlight, it just shifted.
Think Harvey was controlling the spin?
He has.
Did he pay to spin?
No, the rumor is.
Not to spin it elsewhere.
The rumor
just
is his
to,
brother.
He
put
was
it out
he
there.
Was too busy trying to just spin.
This is just
individually,
alleged,
but then it
is,
just the floodgates open. Right. That's what I'm saying. The next thing you know, it's 20 people.
Allegedly, though, his brother is the one who put it out there.
Once we found out jerking off into a potted plant was an illegal act.
I'm just wondering, though.
We're screwed.
All right. So we had, what's my man's name? Matt Lauer?
Yeah, Matt Lauer.
All right. Okay, some of this stuff, I mean, you have to admit, is really comical. I mean, it just is. Hopefully it didn't happen, but if it did, it's hilarious to a degree. And I don't mean to.
So, Matt Lauer's situation, I don't understand. Somebody in the power, I felt like Katie Couric had some power. She was a main news anchor.
She didn't say nothing all that time. It just makes you wonder.
It makes you wonder. I just, and when I say, I want to be clear on this, not hilarious in the sense of those who he may have injured in any kind of way, but who is, if it's true, who is thinking, what are these guys thinking that you can have a button under your desk and who, just a woman just going to walk in and you're just going to be pantless and that's supposed to just... my God, I was just waiting for you to do that, right, Matt. I mean,
what guy even thinks about that?
Chris, who are these guys
waiting? I'm a guy, wired like any other guy, but like when I hear about a senator or someone like that or someone, a celebrity showing, trying to show a woman porn, for instance.
Right.
What do you mean you showed her porn? Like you just turned the monitor around and said, hey, check this out. I mean, it's...
What
I
don't are even you think thinking to do that. If these things are true.
Yeah.
Because if they're not, you have to also say, okay, someone's making up all of this stuff. And that's the other thing you can't wrap your head around.
Well, not this day and age. There's like 5 million news outlets for everything, whether it's sensational or whether it's fake news. Yeah. I mean, it's all...
And nobody's drawing a line between what is borderline acceptable and what's not acceptable. The line's not being defined at all.
No.
Because George Bush can go tell a joke and pinch a girl in the butt.
But now all of a sudden he's another Harvey Weinstein. No, he's not.
He's an old man in a wheelchair who told a joke.
He's been telling that joke for 50, 60, 70 years from the same position.
Yeah, exactly.
He just got away with it. He was doing that to nurses back in the day.
Exactly. And that's to the extent that it went. And so, you know, you got this old adage of, okay, well, boys will be boys, but that's not necessarily just acceptable anymore. You better not say that depending on what has happened or what you've been accused of. That better not be what comes out of your mouth. So it's like, you know, everybody just behave, all right? Everybody just stop. We just going to set it up right here, fellas. Yeah. We just going to make this happen from the center of the universe. Behave, damn it.
In a scary world, man.
Well, it's so boring.
I don't have daughters. I have sons. I don't have daughters. But, I mean, I got to warn them even more so now than when I was coming up. Hey, man. You don't even want to be in a room alone with a girl, man. All it takes is just to say you did something, and it's over, man.
We just talked about why they have the daycares at schools.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Daycares in high schools, and now, would you say in L.A., along with the legalized marijuana, they got free tampons in school. Well, free tampons I can kind of understand, but I mean... Yeah. A diaper changing station, the boys' bathroom.
That one I could kind of see to a degree in a sense. That's a hygiene.
Right? Thing. I
get that. There's this sense of permissiveness that I'm kind of old school along those lines, right? So when I started years ago, hearing about the condoms in school and all that kind of stuff, I don't know. There's a part of me that says you gave up.
You're enabling.
You just said, you know what, boys will be boys, and now even girls, they're going to do it anyway to a degree. And I guess in the right environments and all of that kind of stuff, certain circumstance, that's probably the case. But I guess, because when I was in school, that's just the last thing. You know, running around in at recess and what have you and playing tag, man.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying, like that,
and giving out BJs and stuff on the bus when they're like 13. When I was 13, I was still in the sandbox, man. I was playing with guns in the woods.
Right. Still in the sandbox.
Sandbox.
And I know. More and more started happening.
I was in the sandbox pulling my winky, but
you know, it's daytime soap's fault. That's what it is. They started daytime soaps, man. They started getting so risque. That's what it is. We got to blame it on something here, man.
Telemundo.
Daytime soaps.
The weather chicks.
They
are stacked.
Daytime soaps. That's who did it.
Telling the weather on a pogo stick. What are they thinking of? Tell you what. I know. Hey, man. Eddie, it's great having you here. We're going to have you back. Thanks for coming to the Hub Show.
Man, appreciate
Again,
it.
Again, this conversation was all over the place.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But fun, right? All I'm missing is a beer. But maybe next time, right?
Maybe next time.
All right. Eddie Peter is independent rep. He's representing Legal Shield. And he's here to help you out. And you can reach him at www.eddiepeters.com.
Absolutely.
He's the man. And you can listen for his ads coming up right here on the Hub Show. I'm Jay Heisch for Chris Canfield saying see you next week. Here, you're out of here.
Happy New Year.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to...
Have you ever wanted to speak with an attorney to simply ask questions or determine your rights, but were afraid of the cost? Are you concerned about the recent unprecedented breaches of personal information? Legal Shield and ID Shield give you access to quality law firms and expert identity theft restoration services without the traditional high fees. So give me a call, Eddie Peters, with Legal Shield and ID Shield in Hagerstown, 915-740-7670.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.